Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And it's Tuesday, 10 minutes to 8 in the morning, December 2nd. Anyway, it's currently 21 degrees, but when I left the house, it was like 16 degrees. And most of you, some of you, know what I do for a living. I deal with children, kindergarten through high school. And I can't help but to be haunted by the words of Big Rick and an audio he did about, he was ranting about parents and basically what the fuck are they thinking? And I experience this, you know, Monday through Friday, and you reach a point where you just go, I'm so annoyed with the behavior. And without saying too much, here's an example, is that policy states that I can be there 6 minutes to the appointed time. That doesn't mean you can run out seconds and hope that you catch me or that I'm going to sit there and wait for you, because I'm not. It's not fair to the others that abide by the rules. And I experienced that today. I can be there early, or hopefully I'm not there late, but you know, I could be there early. And the other thing too is, it's cold. And there was a little girl yesterday who was home. Her siblings told me she was home. And she was homesick with the flu. So then today I seen her, and her coat is wide open. She's got a V-neck t-shirt on. It's not tucked into her pants. It's just open. And I know little kids are durable, but and I think this is where they develop issues as they grow older. Because I know now that I'm older, I don't like cold air on my tummy or my back. So when I go out in the winter, I have like a camisole or a thermal shirt underneath, something tucked in my pants so that, you know, you don't get a draft. Or I wear a tight sweater, you know, that has the gathers at the bottom so that it kind of hugs your waist so that, you know, the air doesn't go up there. She had no scarf, no hat, no gloves, and I can think of Bill Cosby when he did his comedian, his stand-up, where he'd say, kids are brain damaged, and they are, because I told them they had to stay in their seats and not run around while waiting, because one of the students lost his snow pants, and they swore up and down that, you know, I had them. I said, no. You know, when you're running around, you forget where you, put things. And, you know, some other child can grab your bag, your Walmart plastic bag, thinking it's theirs. And today they were running around and pushing each other, and I said, hey, don't you remember I told you guys you had to stay in your seat until we wait? And they're just like, brain damaged. And yesterday, one of the older students wore shorts and ankle socks and tennis shoes, and okay, there's no snow on the ground. There's patches of, you know, a little ice. But it was only 19 degrees for a high yesterday. okay. You want to take a chance on being stuck out somewhere in the cold in your shorts? Stupid. That happens to you once, you'll never do it again. And then there was something else I was going to say, and then I forgot what the hell it was that really wore on my nerves. Yeah. Give me a second. I got to think about that one, because it was something I was going to share. I remember what it was. I had a parent come to me and ask me to make sure that because her child doesn't wear boots when it's snowing outside or when there's snow and ice, that if I could make sure that she doesn't fall down. This girl's in fifth grade. And she said, you know, I don't want her walking very far. Please, you know, be careful with her in the school parking lot. Make sure, you know, that she... And I'm like, really? I have like 50 other students I have to watch out for. And your fifth grader can't wear boots? Kindergartners wear boots and snow pants and hats, and some of them I see them with two hats on their head. And she wants me to coddle her fifth grader, and I guess, well, this was the same little fifth grader that was sick, and I had to make sure that she got back home because I guess she's got anxiety. And I understand. School sucks. It's rough. It's difficult. However, it builds character. Maybe I was just, because I was raised old school and I was tormented in private school, that I'm just hardened to stuff. But I just can't stand the way some parents coddle their children. I can see if you have a special needs child, you know, you're kind of a little more, you know, softer on them, but not with, you know, why do you want to coddle your child? And that just annoys me no end. Can you make sure little Johnny doesn't fall down and go boom? God forbid, he might learn to put on some snow boots and not run on a sheet of ice. Because I was always told, you know, hey, I'll tell you what's going to happen. You're going to fall down, crack your skull, bust your lip. It's going to hurt, but you won't do it again, will you? I don't know. I just... Parents... Children, what's going on with these kids? You know, and then maybe it's because I'm out in corn country and I'm dealing with, and everybody knows everybody, and I can see the movies where, you know, the high schooler is like, I'm not staying in this godforsaken town. There's more to the world than this. Town of 500 people, because I know that I would have left. Anyway, that's my mad, crazy ramblings for Tuesday, December the 2nd at 7:59 a.m. Woohoo! Later, people.